Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 10, God's Kindness Never Ceases. Life at Redemere House slowly returned to the way it was before Metti's arrival. Slowly. Metti had much changing to do, and there were still outbursts. But they were patiently dealt with. Now she wanted to change, and her new family remembered how they, too, had to make changes when they first came. It was nearly the end of October when Mama Addie noticed that food was disappearing again. Her heart sank. Oh, please, Lord, no, it can't be. She's a new person. Oh, what should I do? Distraught and afraid, Addie was forced to keep a close watch on Metti. She enlisted the help of Sandra and Felicity, since three pairs of eyes were better than one. None of them, however, found any evidence of Metti stealing. Yet the food supply continued to dwindle. It was around midnight when Metti was awakened. An odd, raspy sound had come from outside the wall near her bed. She listened. There it was again, that rasp, but further down the side of the house now. She tiptoed to the window and saw a shadow disappear around the corner. Quietly, she crept from the room and opened the side door of the orphanage to peek out. What she saw horrified her. She silently dashed to Addie's room and shook her awake. Mama Addie, come quick! The thin figure was still there next to the kitchen stovepipe when Addie peered out the door. There's another one, too, whispered Metti. Here, Addie said, take this key and get into the kitchen, quick. Addie slipped out the door. She reached the thin figure at the same time Metti had opened the kitchen door. Crawling in through the pipe, a skinny, sickly girl emerged. She stared at Metti, and Metti stared back. Both froze. Addie entered, carrying what looked like nothing more than a rag doll. When she saw the three girls together, she gasped. Metti looked from one to the other. Carlina? Vondilla? Sisters? Addie asked. The similarities were unmistakable, but these girls were barely alive. An outpouring of love and kindness took place at Redemere House over the next few months. All the girls lovingly nursed Carlina and Vondilla back to health. It was like being in heaven itself. The three sisters had been left homeless and then were separated by street cleaners. Metti was the oldest and always felt it had been her fault. She had blocked out all the loving memories of home until she had allowed the kindness of Mama Addie and the other orphans to love her into a new family. Never in her wildest dreams did she think she would see these dear ones again. But God intervened. And since God is love, His kindness and wonderful surprises cannot ever cease.